This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. I'm pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Catholic Parish, which serves the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And this morning we're going to tell you how a life-changing Catholic education can be affordable. Parents and grandparents, anyone with a child in your life that you love, please keep listening. Many things are changing in the way of scholarships, tuition assistance, and funding. And we're going to break it all down in an easily tangible form for you this morning. But first, let's give a big thank you to our generous sponsors of Catholic Education Plus, Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Joining us in studio this morning is a good friend of mine, Michael Frecker. Michael is the Director of Planned Giving for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. He is on the affordably front line, and he's here to share his knowledge on all the programs that are available to make a Catholic education a possibility. So good morning, Michael, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus.
Good morning, Father Tom. Always great to see you in person and participate in this great program.
It's great to have you back on my show. You're no stranger to me or our program, so it's great to have you with us. Before we dive into the nuts and bolts, let's first discuss school choice and the potential voucher legislation that's possible here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This is something you and others in Catholic education really feel strongly about, and that there's a need for a voucher program here in Pennsylvania. Tell us why this is so important for the students and their families.
Yes, thank you, Father. What happens is that we know every family has an economic reality to deal with, and many times we have families that have the desire to attend one of our schools, but the tuition is too high of a hurdle. And we've been blessed to have this EITC program, the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, which originally passed in 2001, so it's been around for quite a while now. However, we've been blessed also that the program has expanded. Last year's budget was increased by $55 million, which is a lot of money. However, there's a greater need than there is a supply of funds, which is also the reality. The families that are impacted the most are those that live in the poor communities, and quite often, those poor communities also have the schools that we would call disadvantaged students or disadvantaged schools, meaning they're underperforming in math and reading. So they're on that state list. And in our program, we have this OSTC, the Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit Program, which is solely for those families living within the geographical boundaries of those underperforming schools. And we strive to get as much money for those families of OSTC tax scholarships as well as EITC. However, we've been trying for the last couple of years to see if a potential voucher program in addition, which would be a smaller portion of the budget, could be passed for those families living in the boundaries of those underperforming schools. What that would mean is that each family would have an education savings account, if you will, at the state treasury that they would be eligible for because they meet the income criterion and they also live in those, you know, in the boundaries of the eligible schools. So they would have an account that they could draw from. The proposal in the past was maybe up to $5,000 for elementary and even higher for high school students attending one of our Catholic high schools or any private school. It really would expand the opportunity for school choice. Mm-hmm. And for us, we want to help as many families, especially those families most in need.
That's so important. And I'm in Elizabeth, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Borough, and it's suburban, rural, plus also the river communities that I serve along the Monongahela River. So it's very important as a pastor for my families to be able to have a good quality Catholic education. We have Mary of Nazareth School in White Oak and then Sarah Catholic High School in McKeesport for them to attend to. But my previous assignment, as you well know, working in the inner city, I was at St. Mary Magdalene Parish, which is Point Breeze, Wilkinsburg, Homewood, and then also at St. Benedict More in the Hill District. And having two schools that I served previously at St. Bede and Point Breeze and St. Benedict More and Sister Thea Bowman, actually three schools, I saw right then and there the students who really really benefit, especially the people in at St. Benedict More and Sister Thea Bowman, to be able to send their kids to a good quality Catholic education. So something like this, it's a wonderful opportunity for our families to really benefit from.
Oh, it's a wonderful program. And yes, you said, Father, the kids that are in the inner cities in particular, just so great success stories coming out of those schools that you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
St. Benedict the Moor, Sister Thea Bowman, and others.
Northside Catholic Assumption and Northside, too, in Brighton Heights. Now, Michael, what can people do to move this forward or keep their eyes on the potential passage of a new bill? What could our listeners do?
What I advise everyone that has an interest in this, and this is the broader Catholic community, right? You don't have to have kids to even feel passionately about the opportunities for others to receive the benefit. I recommend everyone, if you don't know who your state legislators are, go to the website, even just go Google search, find your legislator PA, and it'll come right up and it'll designate where you live, identifying who your state representative and your state senators are. And please reach out to them. Send them an email, give them a phone call. You can also, there's a PA website called funline.org, which is a which would take you to what this lifeline, the proposal was called the Lifeline Scholarship or PASS. And it really is for, again, the families most in need to provide an educational savings account for those families that live in the poorer school districts that are not receiving necessarily the best opportunity for their child. So it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, advocate for this.
And I'm hopeful. Obviously, we just had the presidential inauguration on Monday, Martin Luther King Day. And then, obviously, with the new year of 2025, the state legislators are now coming back to Harrisburg. And I heard wonderful statements from both party lines that they're both willing to work with each other now this year. Let's start fresh. Let's start hopeful. And in our church year, we're in the year of hope. And I'm hopeful as a pastor that we can get something done. We can finally get some work done in Harrisburg and in Washington to get some funding available so there is school choice available for our families to get a good quality Catholic education.
I agree, Father, and I'm very hopeful because there's also a federal bill that's being promoted and is sponsored by, it's really a bipartisan sponsorship. So look for that also. Look it up if you're interested, any families out there. The Educational Choice for Children Act is something that I think has a good chance to be passed on the federal level, which means the federal government would provide a state grant of a very large amount. I don't know the dollar amount right offhand, but that would also be another funding vehicle for school choice, for scholarships for families attending one of our schools.
So let's focus on what's available right now. There is funding people might not know about, readily available to help their child in the life to afford an education today, not tomorrow. When you see the sticker price of a Catholic education, as I always mention, it's kind of like buying a car. You know, that's not the price, the MSRP price, but there's all obviously discounts and things, and people get that sticker shock and, oh, I can't afford it. But there is the Scholastic Opportunity Scholarship Fund. Can you explain to our listeners what that might be?
Absolutely. So our scholarship organization for the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh is called the Scholastic Opportunity Scholarship Fund. Mm. And we raise a little over $5.5 million. And right now we're looking to increase that, obviously. So we have tax credits available through these special purpose entities that our office manages on behalf of our scholarship organization. So what does that mean? In addition to the opportunity for corporations to file an application through the state of Pennsylvania and then designate their donation to our scholarship organization, they can make that direct application and then make a payment to our Scholastic Opportunity Scholarship Fund. Also, individuals and companies can make a similar move by designating and donating through our special purpose entities, and then we pass it through 100% to our scholarship organization. So what does that mean? That means we've made it easier for both individuals that want to donate, say, $3,000 or more, and that means they're really trying to offset what they pay in Pennsylvania taxes. So let's say they pay Pennsylvania $3,000. It's only going to cost them $300 to make a $3,000 donation. So that means they're getting 90% of that donation back via this state tax credit.
That's fantastic. And then students go on to get that Catholic education success. There's so many wonderful stories about what's really available for them. And plus, the pool of money available for families continues to increase as more people help to put more money into that pot, right?
And that's right.
More to utilize, and then they can spread it out so that more other families can get that to help. So it's the more the merrier, as they say, right?
That's right, yeah, Father. And we've simplified the process. So looking into this new year in 2025, most families will be able to make a contribution.
Great. Well, we have lots more to talk about. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor of St. Joachim and Ann Parish, serving the communities of Elizabeth, Forward, Glassport, Portview, Lincoln, and Liberty Boroughs. And this morning, we are talking to Michael Frecker, who is the director of Plan Giving for the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and focusing on making Catholic education more affordable and for the different scholarships and wonderful opportunities that are available for our families who are looking into educating their child. And I want to give a big shout out to our sponsors of our program this morning, Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. Michael, as we are going back into the segment two now, the life-changing Catholic education quickly becomes accessible for all because of the programs, tuition assistance, donations, tax credits. Can you give us a recap for us before we get into what the additional help is for our students in the underperforming schools in the districts here locally?
Yes, thank you, Father. As you might remember, we talked about this before, but it's really worth repeating. The EITC program, generally known as the entire program, but really specifically the Educational Improvement Tax Credit Program, is available for many families regardless of where they reside. If they meet the income requirements, and they can apply for tuition assistance via this scholarship program. On the other hand, the OSTC, the Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit Program, part of the overall program, but it's available to those families that live within the district, the districts that are underperforming, the schools that are listed on that state website that are underperforming academically in math and reading. So you might imagine that that encompasses a lot of the poor communities, our inner city of Pittsburgh, McKeesport, Stowe Rocks, many of these schools, Manesson, are on that list. So that, you know, Woodland Hills, you know, and great teachers, great people live in these districts, but not necessarily the schools are going to be the best choice for all students. Therefore, we offer the opportunity for families to attend one of our great Catholic schools. And with the tuition assistance that we can offer, we're trying to grow our scholarship program by asking for more donors, both individual donors that can make a smaller donation to offset their Pennsylvania taxes, the 90% tax credit that I mentioned prior, to a larger donor, a corporate donor. And we've got so many great opportunities to increase this year, because the budget's also increasing every year, and we're vying for more of those tax credits for our Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh schools.
Now let's talk about our inner cities. And I'm a city boy. I grew up in Carrick, Overbrook area. I'm a product of Catholic and public education. I got a great education at St. Norbert Elementary School, and then I went on to Carrick High School. So I'm a product of public and private education. But the students who live in the underperforming city school districts in our area, these families really should reach out because of the additional resources that are available to them, right?
That's right. We want every family to apply for tuition assistance. If they, unless they know that, listen, we, you know, our family does really well financially, we don't need the help. But we know more often than not, there are families that we would consider middle-income families. Mm-hmm. And this is a tough bill to pay, but they really want to send their kids to our Catholic schools. And even just maybe $1,000 or $2,000 or more, a couple thousand dollars or more of tuition aid would make the difference for them. That's why families do need to apply, much like you would apply for financial aid on the next level for higher education. This is not as difficult per se, but it's still a process. They have to apply online to, you know, make sure that they qualify for the tuition assistance. The families that live in those underperforming schools, we want them to have as much aid as possible because they need it the most, right? And therefore, if we can increase our pool of funds, of OSTC-designated funds, we can help more families that live in those communities.
And today marks the kickoff of Catholic Schools Week. So a lot of our elementary and high schools will be holding open houses this coming week. A lot of different events and activities that are going on. So this is a great week for our listeners who are out there that might be thinking about sending their child or grandchild or their niece or nephew to one of the local elementary or Catholic high schools here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh to go to the open house. But don't be afraid of that sticker shock price that they see. How much is this going to cost me? Because there are other resources available out there too, right, Michael?
That's right, Father. That's right. We have, and we've got some great success stories too, if it's not too early to mention that. The individual success stories with many of our schools, but we have programs that are designed to help families in need in both the elementary and the high school. So if I just give a plug for the Extra Mile Foundation, because you're very familiar with that, Father.
Yep. I was on their board.
In serving St. Benedict the Moore Schools, Sister Thea Boehm and Northside Academy, the, you know, predominantly African-American families that really, they may not, quite a few of them are not Catholic oriented, but they get that, they get the Catholic education, and they have the opportunity to really learn about our faith, but they're not required to convert to our faith. But right. It's such a wonderful program. These schools and the kids come out with a great education, and then many of them move on to the high school level, where they may also become the next level, which is the Crossroads Foundation scholars. The Crossroads scholars have a great success rate. Not only these kids graduate, they move on to a two-year college, a four-year college, or a trade or military success story. And there's so many great stories that come out of those two programs, which is not all encompassing, of course, but we have many of those individual success stories, you know, throughout our
diocese. And I'm really familiar with Extra Mile and also Crossroads, and we listening to the wonderful graduates that went through the program in the elementary and the high school, and being a former pastor in the inner city, I saw it hands-on and saw these kids when they graduate and their families so joyful to be able to see their kid get their diploma and, you know, first time for many of them to go on to college or trade school to see that wonderful success rate. And it just starts at home. It starts with the support from the families to say, yeah, we want to invest. We want to invest our kids to get a good Catholic education. And then the wonderful teachers and guidance counselors, the wonderful donors to really help these children to get that good quality Catholic education. So we just have about a minute and a half left. So somebody listening this morning, Michael, what can they do to get more information on for the scholarships, but also if they can contact you with any additional questions the next couple of weeks?
Absolutely, Father. They can go online to www.diopit.com/EITC or diopit.org/give, and they can contact my office directly by contacting us at 412-456-3085 for our stewardship office to contact me directly. But I would say, going to the resources that we have on our website, our Catholic Diocese website, in addition to, as I mentioned previously, about finding your state legislator and encouraging them to contact for support for future expansion of school choice.
And today's show is so timely. You know, as I mentioned, you know, it's the beginning of the year. All the new leadership that our country voted, both down in Washington, D.C. and also in Harrisburg. Our state legislators are hopefully going to get things done and work together across the aisle. And the constituents, it starts with them to contact the local leaders that we elected to say, hey, you know, we really want to get this done. So Michael Frecker, the Director of Planned Giving, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father Tom.
And we're going to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the third Sunday of Ordinary Time, and our gospel today, we begin reading the Gospel of Luke. Jesus speaks to the people around him, and really going further, he really took a risk of being rejected, but God promises everything is fulfilled in Jesus. When Jesus stood up in the synagogue, everyone was intrigued to hear more. People really believed in what he was saying, and they were really mesmerized by his preaching, his teaching. So let us be open to the gospel message and share the news of hope with someone especially in need. In this opening verse of Gospel of Luke, there's a little prologue which explains why Luke wrote it. And Luke is a very special gospel writer. We only hear in Luke's gospel the parable of the prodigal son or the good Samaritan. So Luke portrays Jesus as a preacher, a teacher, and a great healer. So as we are now in the towards the end of this month, of the first month of 2025, here at the end of month of January, let's really be open to the gospel message, and so that we can really share in the message with others and be open to the word of God, listening to what Jesus is trying to tell us. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus. I would like to thank Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh for sponsoring our program. This is your host, Father Tom Burke, and we will be back in 2 weeks here on KDK Radio.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.